today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
You could probably ask each of your friends or persons close to you who you are, and they would all say something different or describe you differently. The life you live requires you to take on different roles, such as father, mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, employee, employer, congressman, senator, committee chair, student, or so many more. With each role, there is a script you recite and rehearse with each interaction that has the propensity to define you. As time goes on, people begin to identify you based on the role they are more familiar with as they engage you. As time continues to pass, so many people forget who they are and they become what people want them to be relative to the role they play. If I were to ask you, who are you? What would be your response? Would you tell me who you are or what you do or what you did? If you don't know who you are, people will put you into their box and identify you based on what they think, not what they know of you from experiential knowledge. This is what some tried to do to Jesus. In John chapter 7, verses 40 through 44, it is written, "Therefore, many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, 'Truly, this is the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the Christ.' But some said, 'Will the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem, where David was?' So there was a division amongst the people because of him. Now, some of them wanted to take him, but no one laid hand on him." In these verses, you have many, others, and some discussing who they felt Jesus was. These conversations went on amongst the crowd. The crowd always has an opinion. The crowd's opinion always results in division. Starting at the first verse in John chapter 7, people sought to kill Jesus because of who he was. Jesus shared with them in this chapter who he was, but it did not resonate with them. They were too stuck on who they thought he was not and missed all the signs that demonstrated who he was, the Christ. Do the things you do demonstrate who you are? Does the life you live assist people with knowing who you are? If no one else knows who you are, you should know who you are yourself. Not only should you know who you are, but also whose you are and what you're capable of doing. If I were to ask you, who are you? What would you say? Would it line up with who Jesus says you are? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.